Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Sorry, got caught off guard there.
Everything you see, you believe on the internet. There is the water ball company went out of business.
Yeah, well, that's
just
going to happen.
That's just one. There's others.
PJ's trying to tell. First, let me tell you how this all started. So I just read this article from, you know how I'm into like science. And so I was reading an article in the Journal of Science. And apparently they've just identified this chemical in our drinking water. They've never, for four decades, they've never been able to figure out what this chemical is.
Yeah.
And so they finally figured it out. It is, let's see here. It's an unknown scientist. It's one chlorine atom, two nitrogen atoms, and two oxygen atoms. And it's called chloronorintagermadernitinanin. Is what it's called.
You nailed it.
After four decades, they finally figured out this is in our drinking water, and they don't know what it does to us.
Is it in all water, even bottled water?
That I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, because I don't drink the water out of the tap to begin with.
It says, this is from the Journal of Science, we need to investigate it. We don't know the toxicity. Well, isn't
so they
that
don't know.
Sounds great.
They don't know.
Yeah, so they don't know. Could
but
be okay.
They just finally identified it. After four decades, they've never known what this chemical compound is.
I would think it would be even more than that. Like 10 decades.
Really? I feel like scientists are pretty smart and can figure out what chemicals are.
No. I'm surprised that they haven't found this over time, over the last 80 years.
Oh, gotcha.
Because, I mean, you would think that our drinking water has been, you know, looked at many, many times.
You would hope.
In the last 80 years.
We know it has chlorine and ammonia in it. But it says they've been using that combo, but they didn't know what this offspring was. So, yeah, that's a little scary.
And then I told Jamie, I said, have you seen these water bowls that are out there? And she had no idea, obviously, which a lot of people don't. It's all brand new. But I saw it on my feed over the weekend, and there are these water balls that it's a ball that has some type of a coating on it that has water inside, and you pop it in your mouth, and they explode.
But then in further investigation, when he's telling us, it's going to be the new rage, I looked into it, and it's a company, and it says their water balls didn't pan out, so the company had to shift.
But yeah, that's one company.
There's
the only,
others.
There's that's the only company I'm finding that's making a water
I'm not finding a whole lot on the internet.
And they had to shift. Yeah.
All right, all right.
Our Google is different than your Google.
The water balls. Water balls water could be balls. A thing. Who knows?
The other thing. No, it's not going to be a thing. Maybe. They went out of business.
Well, at some point it could be.
They just
you guys
shifted.
Are just closing your mind.
If a company says they have to shift, if the headline says didn't pan out and have to shift.
All right.
I don't see a demand
all right,
for
all right,
it.
All right. You win.
I mean, hey, forget listen. It. I know you forget wanted to call Mr. Waterballs.
Forget it.
He wants
just
to be called.
It.
Just call BJ Waterballs. A.O. Waterballs. What does the headline say?
I don't know. I went out of it.
Okay.
I'm over on something else now. I don't know.
How convenient.
Yeah, no, he doesn't want to read it. All right. Anyway, the other thing, though, that is sweeping the nation, this rolled out in 2023, and now it's becoming a really, really, really big meme. It had been already, but now like people like me know about it that have been under a rock, and that's the chill guy. Have you guys ever heard of chill guy?
Yeah. Never heard of chill guy.
Chill guy.
Chill guy. Chill He's guy. Basically a remake of the old Kevin James like the one where he's standing there with his hands in his pockets, but it's like a dog instead of Kevin James.
So it's a brown dog. He has a gray sweatshirt on. He has rolled up jeans and red sneakers. And he's basically you, BJ.
He is?
Yeah.
Pretty chill.
So they're saying because why we're all going to him, gravitating towards the chill guy right now is because with all the politics and all the crap, it's been out of control.
Yeah.
And the chill guy, this dog, his whole attitude is just, you know what? We're just going to live life today.
All the ones that I see, though, are like really like irreverent. Like, I'll see one that says, like, everyone's calling me an alcoholic, but I'm just a chill, thirsty guy.
They can be anything. People are making them themselves.
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that I see. They're just really irreverent. Yeah.
Well, the ones I see are pretty chill and pretty cool and pretty funny, but you can go ahead and suck the fun out of my life.
Oh, now you're in the doghouse. I got in the doghouse on water balls.
Well, water balls
now you're
wrong.
On the doghouse.
The water
chill.
Balls is
Dude,
wrong.
Just be quiet.
No, but here's the deal. So with this chill guy, though, I guess he's getting some kind of like flack with it because here's what happened. I guess somebody in crypto created a chill guy crypto, and they also used the image. So the guy is suing, right? Because you can't use it because it's trademarked. He the whole image and the name and everything, And so he's going after this company that created it, and everybody's going after him now, which is crazy because they're like, you're not so chill after all.
You're the exact opposite of
exactly.
what you put out.
It's so sad. It's like, oh my God, this poor guy. I mean, he's doing the right thing. And everybody's like, chill out, man.
There's no winning on the internet.
Exactly.
He actually could post, though, that I'm chill. I'm going to let my lawyers handle it.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll stay chill.
Crazy. Hey, today the pre-sale goes on for Post Malone and Jelly Roll at noon today. Did we find out what it meant?
So if you sign up, you had to sign up for an artist code, and then obviously that city one for city club members, that's going on right now all day, and then general on sale tomorrow at noon too.
Okay, so try for the noon. It's a pre-sale. Look into it and see if you can get one of those artist codes or whatever because it's crazy. It's going to be a great show. Again, it's Post Malone and Jelly Roll. All right, what else do I have for you? This, by the way, is Post Malone. He was singing, and you guys, we have figured out that they have scrubbed this from the CMAs. So he sang on the CMAs. It was horrible. I mean, we all love Post Malone, but it was horrible. And even the posts that we put up, they took down because they want this nowhere to be found.
Yeah, but it's not going to go away.
Well, we have it from last week. That's why, right?
Yeah. Well, we've got it's still out there. The internet, you can't get rid of it.
Right. And so, yeah, they pulled it down and everything from our feed. But here's a little bit of that song.
His might be wearing white, but her first dress, it was pink. She might be your better half, but to me, she's everything. And we'll both love her forever, but I loved her long before. And one day, I'll give her away. Buddy, that don't mean she's yours.
You get it. Anyway, it wasn't very good, but man, they are on it. I couldn't believe it. I looked at our post on Friday, and all of a sudden, like 2 hours into it, they had yanked it down.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I agree with you. I see that they are pulling it down, but I don't think it's as bad. It's worse when you watch the video.
Yeah, I think
audio's not so bad, but when you watch the video, it looks it.
That doesn't sound. He's off tune. He's missing notes.
Yeah, I just don't find it enough to pull it down, though.
All right. Anyway, Canadian Prime Minister. What's a minister?
I don't know.
It's a minister with a hair lip. Make yourself laugh. Anyway, Justin Trudeau. Have you guys seen this? So, you know, Toronto was on fire, right? It was, I mean, all these anti-Israel protests were going on. People were burning cars. They had to use tear gas. They were, you know, breaking down stores, all this stuff. And he was at a Taylor Swift concert.
Jamming out.
Yeah, people are pissed.
He looks like a Swiftie.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Yeah, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is facing backlash for attending a Taylor Swift concert in Toronto while the city was burning down. Yeah, that's a bad look, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really bad. If you got tickets, though, I mean, come on.
What do you do? You're like, city burning down, Taylor Swift.
What's he going to do? Did you show up with a bucket of water at the fire?
I don't know.
You gotta go to the Taylor show.
Yeah, but if you're in a war, like, you know, in your streets, I don't know. It's just not a good look. Whatever. All right, let's hear. Jason Kelce, his wife is pregnant again. Her name is Kylie Kelce. They have three little girls, and she posted a picture. It's actually really hilarious. And it says, this is what the girls think of having another sister. Yep, they're having another sister. And they're basically all but one is crying. They're all crying. I feel like Jason wanted a little boy, too.
Without a doubt. There's no way he was like, oh,
four
come on.
Girls?
I've got three girls. There's got to be a boy in there.
Right? I thought, like, you could spin it and stuff or do something. You could, because I remember there was a controversy where you could pick the sex of your baby. Like, you guys with IVF or whatever.
We could have. Yeah. Depending on the embryo. And we just went with the healthiest one.
Right. So, I mean, I guess they could have done that and seen if there's any boys in there.
Yeah.
Because as of now, he's got another girl. Can you
imagine?
They
did it that way? They did IV?
No, I said they could.
Oh.
Yeah, and spin it and try to find a boy in there. But can you imagine five women in one house?
Oh.
That's what that house is going to be like in 18
I'd be moving
years.
Out.
I know.
That's why Jason stays on the road.
Yeah, right?
You don't see him at home.
He's not dumb.
No.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Thanksgiving week. It's a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app is free, and you can get us there and also the podcast later on today. Snow. Lots of snow in the mountains. We don't know what's going to happen down here, but I do know this. The mountains, if you're going west for the big Thanksgiving holiday, look out because you could get stranded.
Yeah.
You got to plan well, okay?
It is true. I feel bad for a lot of people. They've had to pivot their plans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and we're all over the board when it comes to the forecast.
Well, a lot of people have left today. I know some of my friends, because they have family up there, they've left today.
So we're looking at 1 to 2 feet of snow in the mountains.
Yeah.
Could
closures, I-70.
Could even be up to a foot of snow in even Genesee, right?
Yeah.
And then when you get down to this area, then it's a crapshoot. We have no idea. You got the National Weather Service. They're issuing a winter storm warning, right?
And remember, a lot of people come here. I mean, you know, we take it for granted because it's Colorado and we live here. But a lot of people take this as their vacation, even over Thanksgiving. They come here to go skiing and for their vacation, and that sucks.
Yeah, you want snow, but not that much snow.
No, you don't want to be stuck for your vacation on ice every
year. Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want to be sitting there for 3 days or so. Yeah. All right, BJ and Jamie Giving Tree. This is important because it's day number one, and we have to get 20 families. Families that they've got kids, need toys for the holiday season, for Christmas. And we look for families right now by getting you to nominate those families, all right? So if you know somebody, best thing to do is get on our website and get your information in there.
Yeah, again, I'll tell you, go to alice1059.com. Again, it's alice1059.com, super easy. And then there's a little flipper over the side that says contest page. Hit that. And then it'll tell you to enter your email, hit submit, and then it'll give you all the information where you can nominate a family. This is all about kids. So, you know, somebody said, like, I have a 21-year-old that doesn't have a job. Most likely they're not going to get picked.
No.
Yeah. Because we're going for, like, little people that need toys, right?
Yeah, yeah, we're buying baby dolls, skateboards, and bicycles, man.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about. Then we go to Dave & Buster's for the big event itself. Dave & Buster's, I can't say enough about it because they're doing a tremendous job. They put out a spread of food, playing cards for the game room. It's just incredible. Thank you to Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. They're a sponsor, along with Longmont Dairy. They're a sponsor, too.
Yeah, so again, go to Alice1059.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice1059. BJ, Jamie. Oh, man, what a song. Lady Gaga. Ooh, man. And what do you...
I was just catching up on my friend group, you know, because we're all meeting for lunch today and just making sure we're still meeting and where we're meeting. Michelle just said, oh, my God, you guys, my oven just broke. And they said it's going to take 5 business days to get the part. I have her whole family is coming from California, from San Diego.
Oh, no.
They're all starting to fly in tomorrow. The entire, like, you don't even understand, like, the entire family.
Yeah.
She, remember, she went and bought bunk beds even?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she had that, like, oh, my God.
What's she going to do? I mean, you've got to have the oven.
Let's see here. Somebody's offering their air fryer. I have a toaster oven you can use. I have a Traeger.
Oh,
yeah, you could do the turkey on a grill, but you use the oven for a lot of other things.
Yeah,
too,
right.
So keep things warm, for example. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a disaster.
That is awful, isn't it?
It is.
Oh my God.
It is. That's terrible.
It is so bad.
You know, today is a big day at the White House. They're pardoning the two turkeys today.
Oh, they are.
Tweety and Goose. They're going to be. I don't know if that's their names, but they're going to be pardoned. But I will tell you this: every year when they do that turkey thing up at the White House, which is kind of goofy if you think about it, but those turkeys that they pardon, they look delicious.
Yeah, they're very fluffy. I agree.
They are some of the best looking birds.
They look moist.
Do they not, Jamie?
Yeah.
Every time I see those turkeys that they pardoned, I just imagine maybe some stuffing in them, maybe a little gravy over the top.
Make you hungry.
Yep, I'm with you.
Do you think those turkeys actually make it out alive? I don't think so.
I don't know where they go. Like,
I think it's just for show. Yeah.
I do too. Like, where do they go? They go put them on
like
a farm.
Is there a retirement? You know, stud service.
I know, right?
Oh, what do you do with those turkeys once they get pardoned?
Have you guys noticed an explosion of turkeys in Colorado since you moved here?
No.
Holy crap!
I've never seen a wild turkey.
Oh, really?
Oh my God!
I've never seen one.
What?
Mm-mm.
In Castle Rock. Bree hit one.
She did.
She, like, literally, it was a couple years ago. She called me and she's like, I'm pulled over right now on Founders Parkway. And a turkey just flew up and I hit it. It almost went through the windshield.
Oh,
there
was
feathers in the windshield and everything.
Really?
And we don't know what happened to the turkey. Like, she didn't see it just laying on the road or anything like that.
I don't think it's a good outcome.
That's crazy.
Well, like, in Genesee, there's turkeys everywhere. There's those mule deer. They just lay in everybody's lawn and poop.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a wild turkey.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
So many of them. It's crazy.
Yeah, you would think so.
It's a gaggle, right?
Is that right? I think so.
They run in like a group, and you have to wait for them to, like, cross the road. And they're just like,
it's a serious problem. It really is.
Yeah, and they just look at you like they know that you're going to stop. And I'm like, you know it's around Thanksgiving, right? I can just crush you like a bug.
No one will think anything about it.
But they just look at you like,
Now, there's a wild turkey. Have you ever eaten one?
I have not.
I was just wondering if it's the same as you buy out of the store.
Probably not, because I'm sure there's a lot of hormones in ours that we buy. There's butter infused. I did see, though, that the best way to cook a turkey, the lady was showing, is to take the skin a little bit up off the bird and just shove pounds of butter underneath the skin into the, above the thing.
Yeah.
And then she put a bunch of crap in it, you know, inside it. She took all the stuff out. And then she plugged it with a freaking apple.
Yeah.
So the steam can't get out of it. She plugged it with a big apple so you can't get the steam out. And then she soaked that cheesecloth. I mean, soaked it in cheesecloth and then put it over the top of it and baked it. It looks like it's going to, and she cut it afterwards because she's from Food Network. And she cut it. And she's like, this is our most popular way to do it. And she cut it, and it was like oozing juices. Wow.
Yeah, I don't use the cloth because I don't have it, first of all. I've never bought it. But I do do the other things that she's talking about with the butter and putting fruit inside of it instead of stuffing.
Well, it was the apple that's the core because it won't let the steam out.
Yeah, so you pack that sucker.
Plug it up. I just get this vision that it's going to explode.
Yeah, like it's going to shoot out.
Yeah, because the apple.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, everybody that's a great recipe, though. That's the way to do it.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm going to tell you, it kind of feels like it just doesn't feel fair to me. I mean, here we are just busting our butts, working hard. You walk the hallways here, nobody's here.
Nobody's here.
Nobody's working. Just us. We have to come in and work.
Yeah, and the kids are off from school. Yeah. And so, like, all my friends are at home. They all slept in. They're talking about, I got my jammies on.
Oh, it must be so nice.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then you got people like Jamie and I. We're slaving ourselves to the bone in here.
Grind, man.
Working so hard to make sure you're entertained in your jammies.
Right.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. Yeah. It's not fair.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And it's so difficult. It's the hardest job I've ever had.
Yeah. Okay, granted, I'll be home by 10:30, but still, it's the principle.
But man, is my back aching.
Right, we gotta go.
My biceps.
We gotta go. We gotta go. Well, we've done enough
fine,
damage.
Fine,
enough complaining, all right? All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow.
I cannot guarantee the state of Jamie tomorrow. Nope.
Oh, yeah. Today's going to be a wild card.
Yeah.
So what's new?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Can't guarantee the state of you any day.
That was a good one.
Sorry about that. Again, I'm angry about nobody else working.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sorry, Jamie. I took it out on you. I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry.
Aggressive.
We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.